Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Tom Sosnoff, President and Founder of Thinkorswim, which trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SWIM. That's swim on NASDAQ. Thanks for joining me today, Tom.
I'm happy to be here.
Great. Start off by telling us about some of the details. The company was named Best Online Broker in Barron's 13th Annual Rankings.
It was, and that was our third time in 4 years, actually. Last year, we missed by one-tenth of a point, so we were going for the four-peat, but it didn't happen. But anyway, it's an honor. You know, Thinkorswim is, I think it's unique. It's a special firm. I think it's long been best of breed, and it's nice that, you know, a company as distinguished and as reputable and as credible as Barron's, you know, recognizes what we've built here. It's a special little company.
And talk about some of the strategy with the your company, your company strategy.
Well, we've long been a little bit of a – we've long marched to the beat of a different drummer. Thinkorswim was the first firm really in America to focus on self-directed retail option derivative active traders with all emphasis being on the front-end user interface. So we have focused on making the platform design and user-friendly. It is clean. It is packed full of front-end features. It's very advanced, very fast, very stable technology. And I think that that's what, you know, I mean, you can see it from people compare us to we're the iPhone online brokerage firms, and you know we've enjoyed that comparison for almost the last 10 years.
Well, that's certainly a good company to be associated with.
But we just want it to be cutting edge technology. I mean, we're one of those firms that believe if you stay within your limits, meaning that you know you only have so much expertise, and this firm is built by option traders and very active arbitrageurs, and we stuck with what we know. And we built good technology around what we know.
And talk a little bit about some of the highlights of your operating metrics for February 09.
Well, we basically had record metrics in February, and you know, we've had record metrics actually for the whole first quarter so far. It's we've seen a sharp growth in new accounts. Part of that is a lot of customers are leaving the old bulge bracket wirehouse type firms, you know, like the Merrills, the Citis, the Morgans, and those kind of leaving the traditional broker managed broker rep type accounts and moving everything into a self-directed environment. So we've seen an influx of accounts. Pretty sharp influx of accounts to start off, you know, 2009. We've seen record volume. We've had our best 2 months ever in January and February. And so I believe that we're in a good business for what's going on around the world right now.
Yeah, and please talk to me a little bit about some of the trends that you see in the market and how well positioned is Thinkorswim to capitalize on them.
Well, I think we're in a great position. We have we support stocks, options, futures, and spot forex. We believe that this is, you know, in spite of what you read and in spite of, you know, all the doomsayers, we don't believe the sky is falling. We believe that we're actually living in the most efficient marketplace of all time. I've been doing this a long time. This is my 29th year, actually almost going on my 30th year in this business. And I remember trading in the 87 crash, and the markets were very inefficient, and nobody came back to play because of the inefficiency. We've just experienced something that's, I think, much more intense and a longer, you know, duration-wise, longer than the 87 crash, but yet everybody's coming back to play. play because market efficiency, high volatility, low cost of funds, high dividend yields, and very low cost basis for stocks creates the perfect environment for self-directed traders. Prices are cheap. Liquidity is there. You know, we're the only marketplace in the world, and I think that, you know, thinkorswim is positioned because if you are the technology leader and you're a few years ahead of your competition, I think that really puts you in a good position to put you in a nice business position, let's put it that way.
And what else differentiates the company from other players in the sector?
Well, there's obviously a little bit of a – there's a culture to thinkorswim. You know, we were the first company to come out with a in this space with a silly name and great technology. And I think what's always differentiated us has been our culture, and that means that we've combined we're driven by investor education. So thinkorswim is also the largest investor education company in the country. So we've basically built up our business through investor education, and we've taken the approach from day one that we're going to challenge our customers. And we're going to challenge our customers by giving them very powerful front-end technology that's never been delivered to retail customers before, and we're going to challenge them by giving them investor education that nobody's ever done before. You know, that means like derivatives investor education, advanced investor education, and we've done it both. And customers have eaten it up.
And perhaps you can walk us through some of your background and some of the background and experience of your management team.
My personal experience, I moved to Chicago from New York in 1980 after I graduated college to trade on the floor of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I stayed there from 1980 to 1999. When I decided to build thinkorswim. So I've been in the trading business now, you know, since 1980. And it's been my life. Thinkorswim, many of us here still at thinkorswim have been together since 1982, 1983. This is a firm that has, we evolved from the prop trading business into the customer business, but many of us have, you know, going on 20 years together. So there's a very deep, rich history here of ex-floor traders and active traders and arbitrageurs, and I think it's healthy. It's a rare environment in that very few people leave. I think in 9 years we've had nine people leave the firm.
Wow, and so with that in mind, what kind of objectives have you and the management team set aside for the company over the next, 12 to 24 months?
Well, it's hard because we're going through a merger right now, as you know, and so we're kind of in play, as they say. So there's going to be a lot of changes coming up here as we morph into the active trader platform for Ameritrade, and as we look forward to our future on a I'm actually excited about it because for me, you know, I'll get to run trading for 3 million customers instead of for 100,000 active customers, and so I'll get a much bigger playing field. I have a giant playground, and I'm one of those that believe that our mission and our passion and our objectives with respect to self-directed investing is scalable. And I think that, you know, as excited as I am about thinkorswim, I'm just as excited about, you know, the future for Ameritrade because I think, you know, that firm is going to become, you know, the dominant player in the world. And we're excited about it.
So, yeah, talk about in terms of how the company works within the industry or how important are alliances and partnership as part of your model?
It's important that you're loyal to your partners, meaning that it's important that you do business the way the good people do business in a highly ethical fashion. Good people do business, and you protect the relationships that you've built over time. And I think that, you know, that's the way this firm operates. You know, we have the trader mentality, and we so I think that we're positioned very nicely among the exchanges and among most of the liquidity providers. That doesn't for one second mean that we're not competitive, because we're probably the most competitive people in the world. So I think we're positioned nicely, but we're super competitive when it comes to, you know, the firms that are in the same space as us.
Certainly. And before we conclude, Tom, can you give us some of the reasons, some of the key reasons that investors should consider Thinkorswim as a long-term investment opportunity?
Well, it's a little bit different now because the stock is already in play. But I think that one of the reasons you want to look at us long-term is that, if you, as an investor, and I'm an investor just like everybody else that's reading your thing or listening to this, as an investor, you want to invest in the people behind the curtain, so to speak. And we are one of those companies where from day one, private equity firms, other firms have wanted to invest in us because I think they believe, like we believe, that there's nobody more passionate about this space and about their business than we are. And I think that if you can, it's one thing to be passionate, but it's another thing to understand, how to deliver. And I think this firm has always delivered, and I think that that's the statement that investors are looking for. You want companies, when I invest in companies, I want companies that are not only great products, but where they deliver. You can't have a great product and not deliver. This is a great product, and we deliver.
Great. Well, I certainly appreciate the update, and we do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress over the next few months.
Well, it's going to be we appreciate the opportunity here to tell our story, and we look forward to whatever you need from us. I'm happy to accommodate.
Thanks for joining me, Tom.
It's been great. Thank you very much.